Forecasters predict a warming of the Central Pacific Ocean, known as El Niño, will provide a break this year for weather-weary Americans. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the call is going out to residents in northwest Florida and South Alabama to be ready for possible severe weather nonetheless.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued an official El Niño watch last week. In a typical El Niño year, there's a stronger flow of wind at the jet stream level and a strong jet stream over the southern United States.
That can set up the ingredient for enhancing the potential for severe storms, tornadoes, severe thunderstorms, squall lines, things along that nature.
Jeff Garman is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Mobile.
The flip side is, because the jet stream's stronger across the southern United States, that means there's more wind shear over the Gulf of Mexico, which does tend to result in tropical cyclones during the hurricane season that are more sheared, less organized.
And El Niño warms up once every few years from a combination of wind and waves in the tropics. Meteorologists at NOAA expect it to lead to more rain next winter for drought-stricken California and southern states, and even a milder winter for the nation's frigid northern tier next year. Fewer Atlantic hurricanes are also predicted.
But you can't really say that, you know, during an El Niño year that we're bulletproof as far as hurricanes go, because you just have to look back to 1992. That was a fairly strong El Niño year, and we still had one major hurricane, that being Andrew, that impacted South Florida and Louisiana.
Globally, it can mean an even hotter year coming up and billions of dollars in losses for food crops. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center projects the El Niño warming should develop by this summer, but there are no guarantees. And El Niño started to brew in 2012, according to Garman, and then shut down suddenly and unexpectedly.
It'll oscillate like that. The way that we put out these forecasts for El Niño is we watch what's happening on the other side of the globe, and we also watch the temperatures of the Pacific coming up to the coast of Chile. And from that, we've learned, watching whether those waters are warmer or colder, that gauges whether or not we're going to see certain types of weather patterns over the Caribbean and the Atlantic Basin.
Some forecasters are speculating that this El Niño may even push out a decade-long slowdown in temperature increases and send global warming to a whole new level. But Garman says the jury is still out on that, as well as for the upcoming hurricane season that begins on June 1st.
During El Niño years, we tend to see a decrease in the overall number of hurricanes, although if you only get 5 or 6 hurricanes that year, they may not all be out over the Atlantic. Some of them may impact the U.S. coast. So you can't really take the El Niño forecast to mean that we're not going to have an active hurricane season.
Along those lines, Jeff Garman at the National Weather Service echoes calls from emergency management officials to, El Niño or not, be prepared for hurricanes and all other types of threatening weather.
You know, you can't really take an El Niño forecast and say, okay, we're absolutely going to see tornadoes in the Mobile, Pensacola area, and we're not going to see any hurricanes. That can be a dangerous assumption. Go into the hurricane season thinking, you know, this could be the year we could get one. This El Niño is a large weather pattern, and smaller systems can still translate within that larger pattern.
El Niños usually are strongest from December to April. The flip side is a La Niña, which has a general cooling effect and has been more frequent. 5 La Niñas and 2 small to moderate El Niños have developed in the past 9 years. Neither have appeared since mid-2012. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.